I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 3:30. I'm Maria Chalaos in for Jeff Kaplan. Blue skies, a temperature 98 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. A Sugar House office complex is a total loss after a late-night fire that brought the two-story structures to the ground. Fire crews say this blaze caused so much damage, investigating it's going to be much harder to do. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with details. Paul?
Well, Marie, investigators say when damage is this widespread, a lot of the clues about accelerants, starting points, they're destroyed along with everything else.
There will still be residues that, say, a dog may be able to pick up on. But, again, there's added difficulty because this is a two-story structure. We don't know what's inside of each one of those.
Steel I-beams are bent and warped, and not a single stick of wood hasn't been blackened from this. Captain Tony Stowe says that fire crews were sent back to the rubble to put out hotspots that had been smoldering since the blaze began, and they're hoping nearby businesses have surveillance video since they doubt any hard drives or camera footage can be salvaged from the scene. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Breaking news on KSL News Radio. The National Weather Service says Salt Lake City has broken its record temperature for June 14th. The service recorded 102 degrees Fahrenheit just a few minutes ago, breaking the 101 degree record set back in 1974. Meteorologists say they're looking to see if it bumps up to 103, which would make today the hottest day of the hottest of the year so far. A major announcement today from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints surrounding education and service work. It's in partnership with the NAACP. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is at Temple Square with more.
This is a commitment of several million dollars over the next 3 years in scholarship funding for young Black Americans who will be the first to go to college. They also created the Amos C. Brown Fellowship to go to Ghana and $6 million in humanitarian money. Elder Ronald A. Rasband said afterward how much work has been happening since they met 3 years ago.
We've had self-reliance programs going in multiple cities across the United States, where we've actually learned how to work together.
The leaders of both organizations praised each other for their shared values and desires to do good in the world. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A new name recommendation for Dixie State University. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has details.
The committee charged with recommending a new name for the university has decided on Utah Polytechnic State University with an alternative name of Utah Tech. The committee voted in favor of the name in an 11-3 vote, according to the Deseret News. It'll now go to the Board of Trustees for their consideration, then on to the Utah legislature before anything becomes official.
The name recommendation committee also voted earlier this month to drop the term Dixie from the school. Our top national stories from ABC News. Energy supply in Texas could once again be a problem. ABC's Brian Clark says the state's power grids are being tested and people are being asked to limit use.
The council that oversees most of the energy grid in Texas is asking customers to curb their usage through Friday. ERCOT says grid conditions are expected to be tight for the month of June, and there are an unusually high number of forced generation outages. Temperatures are expected to approach the triple digits for much of the state this week, and ERCOT, which was scrutinized for power problems during unusual cold last winter, is asking customers to unplug appliances they don't need, refrain from using large appliances, and to set their thermostats to at least 78 degrees. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The U.S. is on the verge of passing 600,000 deaths from COVID-19. Health officials say this grim milestone is a reminder that the pandemic isn't over, even with infection rates dropping across much of the country. On the Senate floor today, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said that he hopes that this is the last somber pandemic milestone.
It is particularly jarring at this moment, a moment of recovery, optimism, and hope. to remember the enormity of lives lost over the past 15 months.
Senator Schumer says, as we take off our masks and go back to work and see our families, we should remember those who can't. A former Air Force linguist convicted under the Espionage Act is out of prison today.
Her attorney said Reality Winner has been released from prison. She remains in federal custody in what's known as a residential reentry program, but her lawyer said exemplary behavior earned her early release. Winner was arrested in June 2017 and pleaded guilty the following year to leaking to The Intercept a classified report about Russian interference in the 2016 election. Her attorney said Winner would now work to heal the trauma of incarceration and seek a pardon.
That is ABC's Aaron Katursky reporting.
The Jazz and Clippers semifinals.
The Utah Jazz are hoping to extend their lead in the Western Conference semifinals against the LA Clippers tonight. The Jazz are up 2-1, but suffered a tough loss on the road Saturday. Coach Quinn Snyder shared his thoughts on what happened in Game 3.
You know, the Clippers really raised their level last game. You know, at the end of the first quarter, we had, you know, an open look that we passed up and then missed a little floater and then which could have given us the lead, and then had a breakdown defensively. I thought that was deflating. And, you know, then I think they continued to pick up their level. And even in, you know, late, you know, we hung in there and hung in the game. So I thought, you know, that was good.
The Jazz are on the road again tonight for Game 4 and will again be without guard Mike Conley. Tip-off is at 8. Ricky Meese, what's happening on the roads? You have that big fire still?
We do. Now, fire crews have... my hat is off to the fire crews this season.
It's so hot out there. I just can't even imagine.
I know. And they are called out all the time and they need water and we're in a drought, but they worked tremendously quickly at getting this fire under control, but it's still affecting traffic. You're going to have right lanes blocked. This is southbound I-215's west belt at about 800 south. All traffic will have to filter through in the left lane. If you are transitioning from I-80 to the west belt to go southbound, you're going to see those ramps are way backed up. I can't tell. They may be temporarily closed, but just anticipate delays around this entire area. Ricky Meese, the KSL Traffic Center.
And it is hot enough to cook a pizza on the pavement today. What is your favorite pizza topping? Jeff Kaplan is going to tell us about a really weird one coming up next in his Minute of News.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.